LifeSpring Weekend Music Show number 40.
All right. I've got my whole family here. We're going to hear from everybody in the family, and if we're lucky, maybe even Sparky. Hi, this is Steve Webb with the LifeSpring Weekend Music Show. Welcome. Hope you're having a great Thanksgiving weekend. And the first person that we're going to hear from on the show today is one that, you may have heard from like once or twice or 20. Timothy. You're going to hear from Timothy and his music pick. So what I've done is I have tasked each person in the family to find music that they would like to share with you on the show today. So without further ado, we'll bring Timothy in. All right, so Timothy.
Yeah?
You're the youngest of all three Webb boys.
Uh-huh.
You are how old?
12, almost 13.
12, almost 13, and you are in what grade?
7.
How do you like school?
It's okay, not the best.
Well, you really hated it at first, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because you used to be homeschooled, and this is the first year you've been in school.
Well, somewhat.
Public school.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you're hearing stuff in the background, that's because there's a some sort of a scooter right outside the LifeSpring headquarters here. So who are we going to hear today?
Paramore.
Paramore. And Paramore is who?
It's a band that we saw at Board Fest 06, and they come from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, let's listen. So that's Paramore, huh?
The Paramore song, Pressure.
Okay. And can you tell me something else about Paramore?
Like I said, they're from Nashville, Tennessee. Yeah. And their lead singer's name is Haley. She has red hair.
Uh-huh.
Kind of short. Well, not very short. Really pretty, if you're a guy.
What, her hair is pretty?
She's pretty.
Okay.
She's
like, what, 16 years old? 15?
17.
17? Okay.
17. And and we saw them play in Huntington Beach, I think. Was it Huntington?
Yep.
Yep.
Right by the pier.
Yeah, Boardfest 06 and
Surf City USA, officially.
Yep. And they played that song, Pressure, that you just heard.
Right.
And it was acoustic, if I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And her voice was kind of raspy, so she had the audience help her and
okay.
stuff.
All right.
That was pretty cool.
All right, cool. So that's Paramore. And, of course, you'll find links to all of the music on the show notes page at LifespringPodcast.com. So thanks, Timothy. Anything you want to say to the people about the holidays or Thanksgiving or anything?
Happy Thanksgiving. And if you want to say that to Paramore, their website is paramore.net.
And how do you spell it? It's important that you spell it right because there's another one out there.
Oh, there is? Okay. Paramore.
.com.
.net.
.net. .net. Okay, so you got to remember that .net.
.net.
Yeah, we are recording this the day after Thanksgiving. We've had kind of a fun day, the four web males in the family here. We were going to go fishing, but as it turns out, we couldn't find a place that had fishing licenses this late in the year. Here in California, they sell fishing licenses by the calendar year. So by the end of the year, most everybody's out of them. So go figure. We ended up going to hit some golf balls, and we did that for a while. Then we went to go see a movie, and now here we are doing a show. So this is Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. So, Tim, we'll see you later, dude.
Bye.
Bye. So I have to tell you, as we were doing the transition there, because I've only got one mic and one set of headphones for the guys to use, Steve was getting his headphone set and getting up in front of the microphone, and Timothy decided he was going to pants his brother. So this is what a 12-year-old does to his 14-year-old brother. Hey, Steven, how's it going?
Good.
Having fun?
Yep.
Did you have a good day, good time hitting balls, golf balls?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Good. So you found a band for us.
Yes, I did.
Who is this?
They're called Circa Survive.
Seem like you're in trouble. Make a sound. Make it enough.
Circus Survive. Act Appalled, is that the name of it?
Yes, that's the name of the
song. Act Appalled. Okay, why should I act appalled?
Because I told you to. That's
okay.
Why.
So tell me about these guys, Steven.
I don't know a whole lot about them. Their singer used to be the singer for another band called Seoshin. They're a good band, too. You should check them out. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I know about them.
Okay. Well, we also have my oldest boy, Matthew, with us, and he's going to say something about these guys.
Got
to get right up to it.
I'm getting right up to it.
Right up to the mic.
Yeah, so I saw Circus Survive play one time, and they were pretty good, if I must say. It was kind of disappointing, though, and let me tell you why, because the bass player dislocated his knee the first 45 seconds of the first song. He hit himself with his bass. So he's laying there on the ground, and the whole band is kind of wondering what's going on. And the singer comes up to the mic, and he's like, hey, our bass player just broke his knee. But he said he wants to play the rest of the show laying down.
No way.
So, yeah. So he played. They finished the first song, played it through, played the second song. And the manager of the venue made him go to the hospital for liability reasons.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Wow. So where was that show?
It was at the Glass House in Pomona.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, Steven.
Yes.
Anything else you want to say to the people on this Thanksgiving weekend?
Have a happy Thanksgiving, I guess.
Okay. You've got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Going to be 15 years old.
Yep.
Of course. Now check this out. Listen. He just bought some new shoes. Okay? He goes in there and he tells them, I want that pair of shoes. And they say, well, what size? He says, size 13. Okay. I just said he's 14 years old, right? Size 13, they say, no, sorry, we don't have that size. We have a 14. He says, no, that'll be too big. But he says, well, I'll try it on anyway. Well, his foot grew some more, and my 14-year-old is wearing size 14 shoes. So he's going to be a big'un. He's going to be a big'un. He's already over 6 feet, I think. We haven't measured him lately. So anyway, that's Steven, my 14-year-old. And so we're going to get the microphone switched for Steven and Matthew. And so hang on just a second. Okay, so now we're back, and of course it was no time at all for you because I put you on pause. And so now we're back with Matthew. You have not heard Matthew yet. I've had Timothy on the show, and Stephen has been on the show, although not recently. But now, for the first time making his debut, is my oldest boy, my firstborn, Matthew.
Hey.
So, eight. Having a good day?
Oh, yeah.
We've had fun, huh?
A lot of fun.
Matthew was on the golf team when he was in high school. Lo, those many years ago, and so it was good to get back out there again, hitting the balls around.
Well, shanking them, but...
Well, I'll tell you what, Matthew can crush the ball. Even though he didn't have his good equipment today, he was still hitting them way out there, way beyond where old dad can. And so he's always had power. Power's come very easily to him with golf. Kind of a natural.
Yeah.
Now, Stephen was hitting them, though, too, today. Did you notice that?
He's getting him out there.
Yeah. So
he's on his way to the top.
Yeah. I mean, I can't play golf at all, but at least I've given birth to two kids that can have fun doing it. Of course, I have fun. I just have absolutely no expectations of doing well when I get out on the golf course. So, you know, since it's that way, I can have fun. I don't have to do well. I do well at other things. Get me on a set of snow skis and I'll tear it up. All right, so, Matt, tell me about this song.
It's from a band called The Hush Sound. They're a lot of fun. They got, like, a indie rock, pop, folk sound going on, and you're going to enjoy it.
Okay, here we go with Crawling Towards the Sun.
From the light that calls my name, all the creatures shine bright. One night I fell asleep, I woke up on that sunny street. At first I thought I couldn't, but now I see that the shadows kept me hidden from the light that calls my name. All the creatures stood above me. Now I'm crawling towards the sun.
There it is, the hush sound. Now, Matthew.
Yep.
I really have to compliment you on your choice of music there.
Why is that?
Well, because I played that very song back on, I think it was my July 8th weekend music show.
I had no idea.
Yeah, well, you know what? One of the things that your girlfriend always says is how much you and I are alike.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well. There you
it's
go.
True.
That is
there
true.
There you go, right there.
Yeah, another proof. Another proof. See, what I did is I just brought Matthew in today to the studio, and I put him in front of the computer, and I said, here, look for some music. And I sent him to the PodSafe Music Network and GarageBand, and he looked around, and that's what he came up with, was the hush sound. So, you know, you just, what is it? The apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
That's what they say.
That's what they say. Must be true.
Yep.
Must be true. So Matthew lives in Corona, which is the next town over, about 15, 20 miles from where I live. And we get to see each other fairly often. Matthew works at?
Troy Lee Designs.
Troy Lee Designs. Is that troyleedesigns.com?
Troyleedesigns.com.
Okay. What do they do?
Motocross gear.
Yeah. Pretty cool stuff. Now, do they actually manufacture the gear?
Well, it's all from vendors.
Okay. All right. So they sub most of their stuff out.
Yep.
Their main thing though is actually the graphical design, or is custom
painting on pretty much anything.
Okay.
Helmets, cars, guitars.
Okay.
You name it.
All right. I've seen some of the stuff they do. It's absolutely just incredibly creative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really good stuff. So you can go check that out. But Matthew's been working there about what, six months now?
No, year almost a year and a half.
No.
Oh yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah.
Time flies. So, yeah, that's Matthew. That's my oldest boy. And I'm so thankful that all three of my boys love the Lord. And Matthew, for the longest time, even played on the worship team at his church, right?
Yep. Quite a few years.
Quite a few years. Matt plays the bass, and he plays... you're picking up the drums now, aren't you?
Yeah, I play them.
Yeah, you play them?
Play guitar, play the drums, play whatever I need to play.
Yeah, whatever. He can even play the flugelhorn.
Yeah, why not?
No, we're lying about that. Bagpipes, have you tried the bagpipes?
Bagpipes, oboe, French horn.
Exactly.
Recorder.
Yeah, right. And now recorder, that's like the flutophone. Almost anybody can play that.
Well.
No, not really. Not me. I can play the songs on my computer. That's what I can play. All right, so we're going to bring Leanne in here, and she's got a song. And so we'll be right back. Actually, while Leanne is coming in, I think I'm going to play this very important message from one of our sponsors.
This is a celebrity endorsement from someone that you don't know. Of course you don't know me. The New York Times once called me the most famous person in New York that nobody knows. That's true. Go ahead, search it. But you know, to several hundred thousand people, I am known as that guitar man from Central Park. And I'm here to tell you that Earthlink is just about the best thing you can get on the internet these days. I mean, if you're anything like me and you hate junk mail, Earthlink's spam blocker alone is worth a high-speed connection that starts at $12.95 a month. It comes with free antivirus software, a firewall, and spyware blocker. Look, take the word of somebody that you don't know and you have no reason to trust. Get Earthlink.
Get Earthlink. And, you know, my favorite GoDaddy commercial maker is the lovely lady Leanne.
Stop.
Why should I stop?
Because.
Well, you did so well helping me do the GoDaddy commercial a few weeks ago, or a couple of months ago, whatever it was. So let's talk about GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.
That's it. GoDaddy for your .com domain name. Get the special LifeSpring discount code at lifespringpodcast.com. All right, so Leanne, what you're picking out some music too. What have we got?
We've got Colin Ray, All I Can Do Is Love You. Colin Ray has been one of my favorite artists for as long as we've been dating and married, so over 20 years now.
Wow.
And he's
awesome. An old guy.
Yeah, I guess he is, because I'm old.
It's simple, so easy. Something about your gentle way that frees me. I feel it. All I can do is love you. This one thing I'm sure of, nothing sweeter in this world than your love. I'm certain all I can do is love you. All of my dreams are yours, those distant shores of love at last have found me. Best way I can explain is there's hope again, and you're the light surrounding me. My lifetime, I'll prove it, 'cause baby, when it gets right down to it, I can't help it. All I can do is love you.
Always like those gushy songs.
Because I'm gushy.
Yeah, you're a sweetie. So the kids have to get out to a special event tonight, huh?
Yes, they're doing their puppet team is working at the Festival of Lights in Riverside.
Yeah, well, the Mission Inn in Riverside, in downtown Riverside, is kind of a tourist spot, I guess you might say. It's been there for quite some time. Let's see, I believe the Nixons honeymooned there. And the Reagan's honeymoon there, I believe. It's a place that's been very popular here in Riverside. As a matter of fact, President Taft, when he was there, he came to visit. They made a special chair just for President Taft because he was rather rotund. And you look at this chair, and it looks to be at least 4 feet wide. Am I right?
At least.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. And so President Taft was a big guy. Oh, you might have heard the tinkling there. That was Sparky came into the room and shook, and he's got a little leash on with his tag. So
everyone's contributed.
Everybody has contributed to this show. And so after the puppet thing tonight, then the kids are going to a youth convention. And we're going to be by ourselves this weekend.
Yes.
That'll be nice. And so that's what's going on there. And we had Thanksgiving at my sister's house yesterday. And we had my sister and her husband and their three kids and us and Stephen and Timothy and my mom and dad. And so it was a nice time yesterday. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I guess I'm going to have to throw a song in here into the mix, too. And so, Leanne, thank you for being a part of the show today.
You're so welcome.
I want to thank Matthew and Stephen and Timothy. Stephen and Timothy and Leanne have to get out of here to get them down to their gig with the puppets. And so we'll be saying goodbye to them now. And we can't forget the Advent show coming up. Hi, Steve Webb here, host of the LifeSpring family of podcasts. Beginning on December 1st, the LifeSpring Advent Calendar will make its debut. Together with James Cooper of the WhyChristmas.com website, a brand new LifeSpring member will begin that will enhance your Christmas season. Each day from December 1st until Christmas, James and I will be talking about Christmas traditions from around the world and helping you to focus on the real reason for the season. We'll discover how many of our traditions began, like the exchanging of Christmas cards, bringing trees into our homes, and the singing of Christmas carols. And of course, we'll talk about the very first Christmas gift, the birth of Jesus. If you love Christmas like I do, I think you're going to love the new LifeSpring Advent Calendar. You can subscribe today at lifespringpodcast.com. James and I are excited to bring you these very special new shows. Come join us for the LifeSpring Advent Calendar from the LifeSpring family of podcasts and whychristmas.com. It's coming up quick. You're going to enjoy this show. You're going to enjoy it. I guarantee it. All right. Coming up now, there's a song from Bill. I haven't played in a long time. This is Sound Scientist.
And I appreciate the facts of why I'm here. Yes, I am a sound scientist. Came to evaluate the evidence on a closed case, highly classified, confidential, in a race against the clock. You look like you could use a break, she said, as I lift my head and I'm awoken from a daydream. Not sure how long I was out for, looking for the cure, thought I saw on the shore. But when I looked again, found I had been mistaken, looking in the wrong direction, hanging questions, take me close to the answer. I get a chance, cause when I hit the wall, I'm stumbling back and setting me up for the fall of a life.
Just up with somewhere to go, I know I'd rather stay. Mix it up, stir it in a cup, turn elixir. Quick fixer, open to the public, free sample. Supply sample, catching on quick. So you better act now, and I think you find it might just do the trick. Trade your chips in, waiting for the medicine. Craving a little something to take the edge off while you're waiting. Don't come in a bottle, but it's kicking full throttle. So open up your hands and let me hit you with some. Search of a
So as I'm recording this, there's probably a bunch of you out doing your shopping, your after Thanksgiving shopping. I don't get into that. I stay away from those crowds. But I did have to go into a store today to try to get a fishing permit, and that was terrible. But anyway, it's been a fun having everybody in the family on the show today. I hope you enjoyed it. Got just a little bit of a taste of who each one of them is. And it was great to have Matthew on the show finally. I've been talking to Matt for the longest time, trying to get him on the show, and finally happened today. Kind of cornered him into it. Have a great rest of the weekend, and I'll talk to you next week. This is Steve Webb, host of the LifeSpring Family Podcasts. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.